welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note to indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. From the Arts Desk, this year's schedule for the Muncie Three Trails Music Series is out. These are free concerts by distinguished national artists at Cannon Commons in downtown Muncie. The lineup begins with Betty LeVette on July 8th. The full schedule and more details are online at MuncieMusicSeries.com. It's that time of year, the strains of pomp and circumstance wafting across college campuses everywhere. The Department of Education estimates that more than 1.5 million college seniors will get their four-year degrees this season. We wanted to know what was on the minds of some of those students and their professors. At Ball State University, we talked with Professor Michael O'Hara, Associate Dean of the College of Fine Arts, to ask what's on his mind as another class crosses the stage. But first, we'll hear from some of the students who will be under those mortar boards. In a journalism class, we asked the students to interview each other about their thoughts.
My ideal job would be writing for Rolling Stone. And when people look at me, they don't see that. But since high school, I've always been like, that would be the coolest job in the whole world, to go be a feature writer for Rolling Stone. My name is Caitlin Burkus. I'm from South Bend, Indiana, and I'm a journalism telecommunications news major. I am a graduate student still at Ball State in the Media Analytics and Management Specialization, so I'll be doing that for the next year and a half. I decided to continue on and get a master's degree, mainly because higher education is a huge thing in my family. I actually found the Media Analytics and Management Specialty to be more interesting to me because it's more of the business side, and I could go into a lot of different fields with that, and so far I've really enjoyed it. I like kind of the analytical techie side of it, so that's kind of why I decided to do that. I say some of the best memories I have, just random trips out like to the village, especially when I lived in the dorms. That was one of those huge things, like get off campus and go do something fun. I'd have to say though, like especially living in the dorms, it was just one of those things like getting to know people around you and getting kind of immersed with people in the same major. Those are a few things that I'll remember the most. I'm a little nervous about finding a job, only because I feel like even though I have so much experience and Ball State has given me so many good experiences within my field, I just feel like I'm being too picky about where I want to be. I think I just need to be a little more open about where I want to work and what I want to do, and then I'd probably find something, but right now I'm just being very particular about what I want to do, so I think I wouldn't be as nervous if I wasn't so particular about what I, or where I wanted to be with my job.
So what do you think people going to college should know as a freshman, and why?
Freshmen need to get involved right away. I was one of those scared little freshmen who didn't want to talk to anyone. I was so terrified to be here, especially I had graduated with only 15 people in my class in high school. So coming here, knowing absolutely no one, being in such a different environment, I didn't want to get involved right away. So I definitely regret not getting involved with more sooner on. I'm involved with a lot now, but it's one of those things where I'm like, man, I wish I would have known about this earlier. I would have been doing this all 4 years. So that's what I would tell freshmen, is just get involved early on. The professors at Ball State have been great. They've been super helpful, especially my advisor. Anytime I ever had an issue, he was there to work with me and help me through it. Even at times when I thought, there's no way I'm going to graduate on time, there's no way I'm going to graduate at all, you know, he was always there to help me work out any problems I had. He was always there to answer any questions, even if they were really stupid questions, which he would never admit they were stupid, but I know I asked some pretty stupid questions early on. So it was just encouraging to see that the faculty and staff here always had your interest in mind. They would take time out of their day to help you if you needed something, and so that was just really encouraging to me.
I'm 3.5 hours away, and I come from a very small town that only had 68 people in my graduating class. So coming to Ball State was a really huge step for me. So definitely the thing that I'll never forget is I had some really crummy friends in high school, and we don't really talk anymore. But here I've made about 4 or 5 of like the greatest friends that I'll ever have in my entire life. So I'm just really thankful like for that reason alone that I'm at Ball State. My name is Ashley Abila. Graduation's on the 6th, and then after that, I start my internship on the 15th, and I'm working for the Lake County Parks Department. I'm going to be in charge of their social media and also be in charge of doing some video and audio for their social media website. So it's a little bit of multimedia just within the Parks Department in general.
What are your feelings about the job market?
Nervous, kind of. Well, at this moment, I'm not 100% sure what I'd like to do. I know I did some feature writing classes this semester, and that kind of made me realize I'd kind of like to do more of that kind of stuff. But I don't really know. All I know is that I want to be out of Indiana. My goal is to not stay in Indiana too much longer. So as long as I can find a job that's out of the state kind of ish, that would be cool. But I see my friends stressing out a lot about it a lot, so I have that to look forward to. So I don't know. At the moment, I'm just kind of just nervous about it in general. Okay? I just want to have a job. That'd be nice.
So do you have something that sticks with you about your experience at Ball State?
The professors, definitely. I have had some of the greatest professors I've ever had at Ball State. Because before I came to Ball State, I did a semester at home. And I went to Purdue North Central in the region. And I just feel like the professors could just kind of not really care about what everyone was up to. Because it was so small. I feel like it was literally just like high school. But then I come here, and the teachers that I had have been like so passionate about it. And it's like, if I can just have a little bit of their passion in this subject, like I'll be okay. So yeah, I've had Colleen Steffen and Terry Heifetz and Susie Smith, and they've been like 3 of the greatest professors that I've ever had at Ball State, and I've learned a lot from them. So like I said, as long as I can be a little bit as passionate as they are about this field, then I think I'll be okay.
What do you think people going into college should know as freshmen, and why?
Oh, God. If I were to tell someone who's going to college, the first thing I would tell them is to just be social. It's kind of hard if you're away at school and you don't have any friends here, because then you're not going to be motivated to do much. So I'd definitely say get out of your comfort zone, maybe join a different organization, stuff like that. The second thing would be watch how you spend that money, man. You might think you need that shirt at Forever 21, but you don't. You'll be fine without it. You don't need it, trust me. And then the last thing, I really didn't get to dabble in the student media while I was at Ball State because I worked so many jobs. And that's something I definitely regret not doing. So if I could tell any of the freshmen who are definitely going into journalism, I would encourage them to do student media, because it's going to make their resume look really good, and it'll be worth it in the long run.
Bring me down. That's Ashley Abila from Lake County and Caitlin Burkus from South Bend, 2 students graduating from Ball State this spring. We asked students in a journalism class to interview each other about their college experience and what they're thinking about as they graduate this spring. We also talked to Professor Michael O'Hara, who's watched his students graduate for 20 years, and we'll hear his thoughts next.
Indiana Weekend, interesting people and places from across our region. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
Well, my name is Michael O'Hara, and I'm a professor of theater history and the associate dean for the College of Fine Arts, and I've been at Ball State for 20 years, and it's been 20 of the happiest years of my life. I met my wife here, and I have had hundreds of wonderful students.
Here we come around to another year, another spring. Are there thoughts that go through your mind around commencement time?
Yeah. You know, you worry about them going off into the world. You know, are they going to make it? Are they going to be happy? Will they ever talk to you again? What will their impact be on the world? Have we managed to save a world for them to actually go out into? For them, they're going to graduate from college once. But I've now seen hundreds of graduation ceremonies. But it's it's the same. It's always the same. Through their eyes, it's always new. And that's really kind of wonderful. But it doesn't stop the worries. What has changed over the years, though, is that, and in large part thanks to social media and other things, is that I don't worry as much. Because I know that from experience, many of these kids are going to do just fine. They're going to do great, and they'll keep in touch. And, you know, life goes on.
You know, if you were out there speaking, remember the sunscreen graduation speech that Mary Schmeich did from the Chicago Tribune? You know, I have one piece of advice for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes students need some reassurance, like, you're doing okay.
Yeah. When we do the college ceremony, the dean always offers a few words of his own. And those are usually along those lines. And so we collaborate on it and, you know, brainstorm. And this year's is his top 10 things you need to know when you graduate, David Letterman. And the one that I came up with, which I think is a really good one, is don't wait for a job, get a job.
Tell me about that.
Well,
what are you thinking?
I mean, and this is true for across the campus. A lot of kids, you know, they think they've done this thing, that they've prepared themselves to do this thing that they really want to do. And so then they go out and now they have to kind of wait for this to emerge. And if they don't, if that job, this dream job, whatever that is, I'm going to be the greatest PR guy ever. And nobody wants to hire him as a PR guy. So, well, don't wait for a job. Go out and get one because you're going to work dozens of jobs before you're done. And so go out and get the first job and then get the next job and the next one and the next one.
That's great advice anywhere, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you have to sort of make your own opportunities.
Right.
And
kids graduating today could well expect that there will be no such thing as a pension. I mean, we have no idea. There many businesses are, you know, states are, you know, the state of Illinois is practically bankrupt because of pensions. You can either sit and worry and wait, or you can go out and do something.
You know, one thing that's heartening, I would think, is that we see these leaders from the tech world saying, hey, they're looking for humanities students. Have you seen that?
Oh, absolutely. And I can personally point to more than a dozen former students who are arts majors who are working for Google and Apple and these big firms and are being very successful at it and having extraordinary adventures. I mean, the young man who helped me with graphics for a book I worked on is now working for Google France. Poor guy. Lives in Paris.
There's much more of an entrepreneurial feel toward opportunity today. Your humanities students, they should be well prepared for that, right? Nimble, agile thinkers, problem solvers.
Right. And people who are, to kind of put a unusual spin on it, you know, they've been working with insubstantial stuff, words and literature and ideas and play. You know, the stuff of which they work is it's not a singular skill. It's, and so they're used to working with actually nothing. I mean, you know, they're not actually making a widget. And so they can take those skills and work themselves into the future. Most jobs that are going to exist in 20 years don't exist right now. And so why do you need to train for a job? I mean, you can't. It doesn't exist yet. And so I, of course, you know, I'm biased, but to be a good thinker and to look at life's richness around you and to imagine possibilities, that's the essence of a good and top entrepreneurial thinker, is to see what's going on around you in a more or less accurate sort of way, and then to imagine something in the future, and then go do it.
Is there a sadness when they graduate?
It's really a richly, emotionally full moment, because on the one hand, it's like all this work is coming down to the last minute. You got papers to grade. You got all these projects that are coming to its fruition. Kids that you've known for 4 years are doing their final last thing, you know, and they want you to come see it and all that kind of stuff. And they're on, you know, they're about to open a door, this exciting new life they're about to have. On the other hand, they're about to step out of your life for a while, you know, possibly forever. The nice part, you know, with social media, it's not necessarily true that they're gone forever. That for many of them, you know, I still get emails and Facebook posts and messages, you know, oh, I'm thinking about this. What do you think? You know, so they'll still call me for advice.
That's Michael O'Hara, a professor of theater history at Ball State and the associate dean for the College of Fine Arts. He's been at the school for 20 years and was telling us what it's like to say goodbye to his graduating students. Coming up, more reflections from the class of 2017 as the students interview each other about what it's like to be heading out into the unknown this spring.
Goodbye, blue sky. Goodbye, blue sky. Goodbye. Goodbye.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
My name is Latasia Wilson. Within the next couple of weeks, I will be interning at a place called Curriculum Cafe. So I will be back home in Chicago, interning there, and I'll be basically producing content for an educational audience. So I'm really excited about that and where that can take me in the future. I would say the highlight of my experience here is the organizations that I participated in, my time here with the Daily News, NABJ, the National Association of Black Journalists, and my organization, Alpha Phi Omega, which is a co-ed service fraternity. It helped me out a lot as far as time management and just being able to communicate with everyone in general. A good memory that I won't forget would have to be some of the services I've done in the Muncie community. I participated at the Bewley Center, which is a children's center, Habitat for Humanity. I can't think of anything else off back right now, but there's been so many different things I've done to volunteer and get to know the Muncie community and just to expand my experience as a journalist, because it's important that, you know, we're able to know our surroundings and the people around us so that we can be able to cover those stories. My plans after school is to just continue with the job search and just to basically continue finding myself after college. Because a lot of times I'm just all over the place with so many different things and my interests are expanding. So I'm pretty much open to anything with journalism and writing. Yeah, my dream job is to just work in television producing like MTV, VH1, and BET News. So if I can do that, that would be wonderful. That is my dream job and I'm going to shoot for the stars for that. The job market definitely poses a lot of challenges, especially in this day and age. I mean, just being young and interested in the media and with the experience that I have, I'm pretty confident as long as I connect with my resources that I have had before college and during college. I think that will help me out a lot. So just staying focused and just making sure that I keep in contact with these media entrepreneurs and things like that, that will definitely help me out. But it's definitely challenging and it makes me really nervous, excited as well. My experience at Ball State was great. Coming into Ball State as a freshman, I didn't know what to expect because I've never been to college coming out of high school. I've done some research about Ball State before coming here, but not, you know, extensive where I knew exactly, you know, what the professors were like or what the student body was like. So I made sure to just navigate through the website like here and there while I was still in high school and to just look at the journalism department. I came from a high school, which is a college to career program. So I studied broadcast journalism all 4 years in high school. So I knew exactly what I wanted to do when I came to Ball State. For students coming into Ball State as a freshman, I would just say to just become involved and be open to diversity, because that is going to get you a very, very, very long way in life. Just be open to the different people around you and don't be afraid to speak to different professors, whether it be students or just people in the general community. Just don't be afraid. Just reach out to them, ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions, because more than likely you're going to get a response that, you know, that you were hoping for.
My name is Jesse Cordray. I am a senior at Ball State University, and I'm from Mooresville, Indiana. I'm actually in a holding pattern here. I've spent the last 2 years working for Pacer Sports and Entertainment in Indianapolis, and my position that I was most recently in has concluded, and I have been sending my resume and applications across different sporting venues in hopes to land a job. Where I'm at right now is I've had an interview and I'm in the process of awaiting to be hired with a marketing firm based in Indianapolis for sports marketing. So optimism says that here in the next few weeks we'll be able to tie that loose end up and to launch my career post-graduation.
So what are some of your feelings about the job market? You're out searching right now. Do you kind of feel anxious, nervous about that? How do you think that's going to work out?
I've been very fortunate over the last 2 years to have been in a position where I was able to get real-world experience while going to school. And adding to that, my anxious anxiety that I have for the job market is not knowing what's there. It isn't so much that I'm afraid that I won't get a job or that the job won't be right for me, but it's what's there. In class, we're always taught, you know, always be setting the goal for the next step. And so I've spent the last 3 years preparing for this step, and now it's stepping out on my own faith to know that the step after that is going to be something that's going to propel my career forward. In spending time with Pacer Sports and Entertainment, I've been able to get real-world experience that's given me a good platform to be able to step out on faith to know that I'll get a good job. But where I'm at right now is we're in a holding pattern until I hear more.
My name is Hannah Rapp, and I am a senior as well. I'm from Fort Wayne, and I've grown up there my whole life. And so in the next couple of weeks, I'll be graduating on May 6th from Ball State. And then I will be moving to Indianapolis for a job. But I will be working for a company called Closets by Design, and as a designer and sales representative. I'm definitely anxious because this is a first-time job, real world, first time, pretty nerve-wracking, but I'm confident as well. From my time in school, I have a lot of good memories, and I have a lot of stressful ones. I remember a lot of times in the library, a lot of phone calls to my mom, panicking about upcoming assignments, but, you know, somehow always pulling it off in the end. I really honestly have to thank my mom for that one. She always pulled me back during my panic attacks when I thought I wasn't going to make it. But I made great friendships I know will last a lifetime, and I have had the time of my life these past 4 years. I think incoming freshmen should know that it is okay to panic and call your mom crying, because that is what I did for 4 years, and I don't think I would have gotten through it without doing that. I did it so many times, and every time I hung up the phone, I felt better. I think freshmen just need to know that it is okay to feel defeated and want to quit as long as you actually don't give into that feeling. You know, there's always either a classmate or a teacher that can help you get through the tough times in class or, you know, anything. There's so many organizations on campus that you can meet people. So it's okay, you know, to feel isolated and defeated and call your mom, but don't be afraid to step out of the box and spread your own wings, because you can't have your mom forever. So just take the time to get to know people and have a great 4 years and enjoy it, because it goes by a lot faster than you think. One good memory, I mean, there's so many, but I probably have to pick when I studied abroad to Madrid, Spain for 8.5 weeks, and it was the best 2 months of my life. You know, being in a different country for 2 months, living with a different family, it was a really great time to get out of my comfort zone, meet new people, experience a different culture and lifestyle. And I learned a lot about myself and grew as an individual. And it was just a really good experience that I'm really glad I took advantage of in college.
What some of this spring's graduates are saying as they prepare for the big leap to real life, as some would say. You heard from Hannah Rapp, Jesse Cordray, Latasia Wilson, and before them, Ashley Abila and Caitlin Burkus. We asked some of the students to interview each other about what's on their minds this week. We also heard from Professor Michael O'Hara about his thoughts on 20 years of commencements he has seen. The students are excited, a little nervous. Their professors, cheering them on to this next stage of life, are hopeful. And sometimes you can imagine just a little sad to see them go. And that's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft, and the folks in the front office, including your friends Matt Bloom, Connie Clary, Lori Georgie, Emily Kowalski, Andrea Lutz, John Morgan, Angie Rapp, Debbie Webb, Alicia Franklin, and Elena McKenzie. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from IPR's listeners. We hope you'll join your friends who are IPR members. You can go to indianapublicradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-646-1812. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.